Hello everyone and welcome to a super special episode of the podcast and the pendulum. We're going off script for 1 week only in honour of the release of Human Nature and having had a bit of time to let it all sink in. Myself and a number of other Nightwish fans have come together on today's episode to share our views on the new album. So we're going to go through four main criteria: our first reaction to the album, whether it met our expectations, favourite songs, and finally what we thought of the apparently quite divisive second disc, that one long song. So joining me from all corners of the world, we have Amy from the US, who featured previously on our Fantasmic episode, Madeline from France, Leticia from Brazil, Enzo from Argentina, Christian and Yuri from Germany, Sammy from Nightwish's homeland of Finland, and finally myself, Peter and Dan from right here in the UK. And as well as that, I've had a few messages from Josh in the US, the Shudder Before the Beautiful Instagram fan page, and Daniel in Chile. So I'll be reading those out as well. As you can see, a lot of people, a lot of opinions, so we had better get straight into it. So firstly, I wanted to talk about the first reactions to the Human Nature album. Even those of us who caved into the leaks a few days, or was it a week before the album was released, regardless, none of us have had that long to let it sink in fully. So at the moment, we're still kind of forming our ideas around the album. But I was really, really interested in that very first listen. And that's the first question that I asked everyone to think about. So I'll kick off with my own thoughts. And when I first listened to the album, I was in probably quite a different position to a lot of people, because I actually listened to it a few days after it was released. I think it was released on the Friday and I didn't listen until the Tuesday. So for me, I'm a bit of a purist. I love to listen with a booklet in my hand, listening to it on a CD player. We have like a surround sound in our living room, which is really great for listening for the first time. So even though it was out there on Spotify and everything on Friday, I waited for Nuclear Blast to deliver my copy so I could listen. So as a result of that, I was exposed to a lot of people's opinions, a lot of reviews, including some of these that I asked you guys to send through on the podcast Instagram, your thoughts, and everyone that recorded for this episode. I heard all of that before I heard the album. So like I said, I was in a really interesting position because I kind of knew where to lend my ear, where I thought particular songs were going to stand out. But having said that, my initial response to certain songs was very different to a lot of other people. So let's kick off and get the negatives out of the way. Although I do want to say before I say anything else, I really, really like the album. I like every song on the album. I think that they've all got their own merits. But for me, I saw a lot of love for Pan, and I can understand why. It's probably the most Nightwish song on the album. And when I say that, I mean the sound we're so used to. But for me, I didn't really get too much out of Pan when I first listened to it. And other songs that I didn't really respond to straight away were Procession and Tribal. Particularly Tribal, I was surprised by, because a lot of people really loved that. But the thing with Procession and Tribal is that I felt that they always were going to open up more with repeated listens. I never really got that feeling from Pan. I feel like it was intended to be one of the more instant songs on the album, and yet there were many more that I felt like I gravitated towards more. So yeah, having said all of that, I do again want to reiterate, I don't dislike Pan. I really enjoy it. It is classic Nightwish, and the more I listen to it, the more I do love it. But yeah, another thing that I noticed when I was listening is that there's not actually that much Marco. Of course, now we've got three vocalists since Troy's taken up more of a prominent role. But I was really kind of missing Marco a little bit, actually. And that surprised me, because I've never really realised how much his voice was such an important aspect of the band for me. So when it came to Endlessness, that one was the song that really stood out to me on first listen, and I was really happy to let Marco have that moment. In other more general opinion, I thought that the album was not as progressive as I thought it was going to be. As I said, I heard a lot of responses, and I know a lot of people said that they struggled to get into it initially. But for me, actually, a lot of the songs were more instant than I had anticipated. As I mentioned earlier, Procession and Tribal, I feel like would open up more the more you listen to it, and that has been the case. But mostly the songs hit me kind of straight away, and I was on that journey with them, and I really enjoyed it. And then the last thing I do want to mention, what I thought was interesting, I read a lot of interviews with the band leading up to the release of Human Nature, and I saw quite a few times they mentioned that they wanted to talk about the positives of mankind. So they didn't want it to just be a humanity sucks and nature is awesome kind of album. And I thought that was really refreshing, because I think that more simplistic approach is a lot more common. You see that a lot more in art, in interviews and stuff. But having heard Nightwish say that, I didn't really feel that from the music. I do feel like there is a quite a negative mood when it comes to humanity's role in this record, in its influence. I don't know if anyone else feels that way. I know that a little bit later, Madeline will say a similar thing. So, yeah, I'd be interested to see if anyone else kind of feels it is not as positive about mankind as they thought. Anyway, that is quite enough from me for now. Let's jet over the pond to Amy in the US and see what she felt when she first listened.
I loved it immediately, but I knew that it was going to take a few more listens for me to really get into Human Nature as an album because it was definitely very complex. I was listening to it in the middle of the night, so it definitely took a few more listens for me to really let it all sink in. But right off the bat, I could tell that there are a lot of complex melodies, that the singers are really being put to the test, I could tell, especially Floor. And I was constantly surprised with little things like the ending in Shoemaker and the choirs in Pan and the insanity of Tribal. I thought that's an amazing song and definitely something I'm hoping we'll hear live. But right off the bat, that one took me by surprise.
Agree, Amy, on the ending of Shoemaker. That is a real moment. But Sammy in Finland also felt really positive after his first listen.
The album is absolutely fantastic. The songs are all really great. The production is fantastic. Everything about that album is so great. The way it has been written to really bring the best of each member. I mean, Tuomas did a really good job on this album. Hearing Guy play those extremely technical parts, and Floor, Marco, and Troy singing their parts extremely well, especially because some of those parts are not easy in any way, and also because they're so different. All these parts, you know, going from soft operatic parts in Shoemaker at the end there to just those growls in Tribal just makes it so great. Also, the harmonies on this album are some of my favorites because they're not harmonizing with themselves, like Floor singing harmonies for herself. Instead, it's Troy, Marco, and Floor all just singing together as a team. To me, that just makes all the harmonies sound way bigger, because that's how they're singing live. That's really what I like about them, because their voices suit each other. So harmonizing as a group really just works on this album. I like the fact that even though they have taken a lot of classic Nightwish elements out, like the orchestra, they've still been able to get some new elements there, like Troy's guitar that has so far been only heard on the last two tours. It's never been on an album. Like, you know, the sounds he produces in Nemo and Greatest Show on Earth, for example, with the Ebow. In case you don't know what an EBO is, it creates magnetic field that allows a string to vibrate endlessly. So I really like that they have finally put that on an album. When it was first informed that the first half of the album would not feature the orchestra, I was a bit worried that it would sound weak in comparison to the earlier albums, and that it would sound more like the first few albums. Not to diss on those albums in any way, but they do not sound as big and powerful as the album since Once, and especially since Imaginarium. Luckily, the album sounded huge, and it's probably one of my favorite albums of all time.
I really like the point that Sammy made in his clip, talking about the way the band progressed, but they still kind of remained the band that we know. There's still a lot of familiar elements. And Christian in Germany makes a similar point about that progression.
So my first thoughts, I'm always stunned how Nightwish reinvent themselves with every album, but at the same time stay true to their essence. And I think Tuomas has outdone himself once more with the songwriting of Human Nature. But I just love how it is a continuation of the Endless Forms' most beautiful theme, which also focused on how science can inspire us. And now, of course, with a stronger focus on humankind, but I especially love that it also gives such a positive outlook as well with songs like How's the Heart, Harvest, and Music, while it, of course, also focuses on the more negative aspects like noise and tribal. But I really love it so far.
Whilst we are talking about that progression, it's also a point that Shudder Before the Nightwish, that's the username, I got it wrong earlier, I said Shudder Before the Beautiful, I'm sorry, it's Shudder Before the Nightwish on Instagram. They said about their first reaction, at first hearing it is very different than the other albums, but again, in some segments, very Nightwishy. Some songs were just what I wanted. Maybe I didn't like one or two songs on the first hearing, but at the second listen, I loved all. Changing the focus a little bit, when I thought about the idea for this episode of the podcast, I was really keen that we don't just become a loving, basically. I don't want just us saying, yes, it's amazing, it's perfect in every way, because let's be honest, not everyone is gonna love this album, especially for a band like Nightwish that have changed their styles so much, from acoustic to power metal to symphonic to folky elements to now this progressive side. There's always gonna be people that don't like it, or people that wanted a little bit more or something different. So I was really, really happy that when people responded to my request for opinions, some people who didn't have a necessarily gleaming review also spoke up. And the first one I want to go over to is Dan. So myself and Dan have been friends for a really long time, and I know that he definitely does like the album. It's just maybe he feels a little bit underwhelmed by it.
My first thoughts on Human Nature was, I don't know, when I first listened to the album all the way through, nothing really jumped out at me that screamed, you know, this is a new Nightwish album, this is a new great album, that it's, you know, it's topped Endless Forms' Most Beautiful, Imaginarium, That Passion Play, Once, etc. As the others did, to be honest, it felt unfinished in some way. I don't know how to really describe it, but listening to it, I did feel a bit underwhelmed with the songs that were on there and the way they were sung and the way they were produced, I guess. They, like, even now, I've listened to the album several times and I could only really distinguish between a few of them. Obviously, there's Noise being the first single. I could obviously pick that out of a lineup. But then there's also Harvest as well, which is very different to most of the songs that Nightwish have ever done before. I mean, you can compare it to The Islander, but even The Islander is more of an Irish song than Harvest is, but Harvest has still got the Nightwish element in it. But I think it was a very daring thing for them to do something like Harvest. But, and I've spoken to a lot of other Nightwish fans as well, they were a bit puzzled as I was when it came to that song. But no, yeah, the album itself is good and I can listen to it and I do enjoy it, but there's something missing from it that I usually come to expect from Nightwish albums, because Nightwish are my favourite band. They are continuously topping themselves with each album that they release because they always do something new and something daring, and it's great that they've chosen to do Human Nature the way they have done, but I don't know, there was just, for me, it felt like there was something missing. And one of the things that I remember thinking when I first heard it was, you know, Tuomas has arguably the greatest singer of the genre in his band, you know, with Flor Jensen. And he didn't use her the way he should have done. I might be wrong. I might just be thinking, overthinking it a little bit. But obviously, Flor's not my favourite singer in this genre. That does actually stay with Taya or Sharon and Adele. But it's arguable that she is the best singer. So to have the talent that she has and not completely use it the way to his own advantage, I think was a bit of a waste. And I'm not entirely sure he did her voice justice. Like I said, it is a good album and I do enjoy listening to it. But I just think he could have done more, or he could have done it differently if he wanted to get the same message across.
Well, Dan, you are definitely not alone, so you don't need to worry. Across many of the fan pages, numerous fans have responded to the album in different ways. And like I said just before that clip, let's all remember that everyone's opinions are subjective and not everyone is going to like it. But Madeline in France was also, I think it's fair to say, a bit disappointed when she had her first listen of the album.
My first thought on the album, after the first listening, was like, okay, I get where Tuomas wanted to go. It's really pretty, it's poetic, and it's very soft. But also, not that Nightwish risky. I felt that it was a bit moody, like he's talking in interviews about the hope he has for the humankind. But all I felt through the city was a great sadness. I felt a mix of emotion because I'm an early Nightwish fan and I saw the changes in the band. And I was like, well, it's pretty different. Like every band has the right to evolve. It's normal. But I find that it was a little bit too nice. And then I found that what was missing for me, the Nightwish magical spark. I have already listened to the album quite a few times to see if a second or third listening would change my mind, but it has not. However, I love the album, it's cool, but I'm hangry now. I'm like, okay, well, nice entry, but bring me Le Plat de Résistance now.
Loving the food metaphor, Madeline. I'm really hungry at the moment, so that definitely speaks to me. One thing that I think it's fair to say is the most obvious comparison is always going to be to Endless Forms Most Beautiful as the band's previous album, but also their only comparable album with Flor. It's the only studio album that Flor has sang on, of course. So Enzo did explain how he felt when listening and did make a few references to Endless Forms Most Beautiful.
Well, I really like the album. I think it's much better than Endless Forms Most Beautiful. I think all of the musicians did a great job. Well, I think some songs sound as if they were written for Annette, but Flor did a good job, nonetheless. And, well, I like the album a lot.
Speaking of being a step up from Endless Forms Most Beautiful in some ways, Josh, my friend from the US, messaged me and he said, I expected Human Nature to be more of a concept album, but instead it's more loosely themed. I think the scientific themes worked a lot better this time compared to Endless Forms Most Beautiful, and even though the wordplay is still very complicated, it didn't strike me as being as pretentious as on Endless Forms either. As far as the production, I really enjoy that the guitar and drums are front and center this time, although I could have done with more guitar solos. No prizes for guessing that Josh is a guitar player with that comment. But he did mention the lyrics as well, and when I spoke to my friend Daniel from Chile, he said of Human Nature, "My first thoughts of the album were, wow, this is my new favourite Nightwish album. The lyrics are perfect. They require a lot of readings, but when you get them, they are beautiful." So thank you guys for sending me your message. We also have a voice clip from Letitia in Brazil. So Letitia did apologize to me for the background noise. She said, in Brazil, they are socially distancing, but some people are still, of course, making necessary journeys. So you might hear a few cars whizzing behind her. But the songs meant something special for Letitia in particular, and I will let her explain why.
Before I listened to it, I was really hyped up, but honestly all I could think about was watching them live for the first time, because I've never been to a Nightwish concert before, and I was going to be to watch them to see them for the first time in May, but due to the coronavirus pandemic they are going to postpone it. We just don't know when it's going to be, but I'm going to be there anyway, and I'm still really excited, but the fact that they postponed it got me really bumped up. But anyway, all I could think about was how excited I was to hear them for the first time, and when I listened to the album, I was like, this is what I wasn't really expecting anything like that. I was expecting something good, but I wasn't expecting anything like that. And it was amazing. It was like a roller coaster ride of emotions. And when I first listened to it in the very beginning of music, I was really anxious. I was scared that I wouldn't like it, but when Floor started singing, I was like, oh my god, this is perfect, this is amazing. And then in the beginning I was really happy, and then at some point I was headbanging, and then the ending I was crying. So it was a roller coaster ride, and it still is. I'm still processing the album. It's been only 2 days, and I felt the high of really enjoying it for so long. So these are my first thoughts. I don't know if they make any sense.
Yes, Letitia, don't you worry, it made perfect sense. And of course, I know that we're all hoping you enjoy the show whenever it gets rescheduled too. Everyone's health, of course, is the most important thing, but seeing Nightwish live is a real amazing experience. So fingers crossed that you get to see them really soon. Somebody that also makes a lot of sense is Yuri in Germany, who had a really good summary of his feelings after listening to the album for the first time.
Human Nature is actually quite a surprising body of work by Nightwish. This is not an album where we got all the typical their tunes that instantly get into your head. It actually required attention and careful listening from me, at least. I still can't get over how complicated the melodic elements get, like the verses for Music and Shoemaker are the toughest vocal lines for a non-classical singer I've heard so far. And I'm trying to be a vocalist myself, so like I try to sing along, and that's a challenge. And all these tough elements are also not something that's super in your face. They're super subtle, they're very reserved. It was certainly hard to perform for only musicians in the band, but also it sounded like not the easiest to perceive for the listeners. But that's the trade-off for me. I got an album that I can get enough of, just because it always seems like I missed something and I need another spin.
Well, Yuri, if you are looking to be a vocalist, then our next guest, Peter, is the perfect guy for you to get in touch with. Peter is an amazing vocalist. I really recommend after this episode that you will check him out on Instagram. He does Nightwish covers and he has a really unique and powerful voice. As such, I was really happy that Peter agreed to be a part of the episode. I think from a vocalist perspective, he sees things very differently. So yeah, I'm really happy to have him on board. And here's what he thought when he first listened to Human Nature.
Okay, so my first impressions of the album weren't actually as expected. I did expect a massive wow and a huge jovial sense of this is exactly what we've been waiting for after the previous album. Only because I think the expectations of Nightwish were, as they always have been, big voice, massive humongous music and sound, huge orchestration, lots of melody, lots of power. And we don't necessarily look at the intricacies of prog music when we think of Nightwish. We think of that symphonic element, that huge orchestral element and cinematic element. And that's where this album does really well. It incorporates the both together without having the polars of either genre, and it pops them straight into the middle. There isn't a massive amount of high notes. There isn't something that will make you think, oh my God, she did that. Or there isn't a certain melody that's going to be stuck into your head for days and days and days and days and days. On the flip side of that, although the album's progressive, it's not so progressive that it becomes unlistenable. And recently, people that play progressive music and play technical music have gone so technical that actually there isn't much listening factor. And that's the balance with this album. It's absolutely fantastic. It's got the really good aspects of the symphonic metal genre, and with also the prog elements, which is really what we wanted. I think from this personally, from my first listen, it feels like Tuomas is really, he's done with that cliche of that female fronted cinematic metal genre, the genre that was crafted really with him and Tarja. And you know, nobody has done it better. We've got to be honest there. She did set that bar, she set that precedent, and it's almost old hat now because there isn't anybody out there that's doing it well. To a degree, I should say there isn't anybody out there that's doing it well. There isn't many people out there that are doing it well, but there is still a lot of people doing it, and they're just not getting it right. And I think he's sort of moving away from that gimmick, and he's looking at something a lot more adult, a lot more intellectual, and a lot more pacifying to his particular talents, I would say. You know, he's pushing his own boundaries. And I think I read an interview some time ago that he said that he was bored, and you can definitely see that in this record. It's pushed his boundaries. There are some standout catchy melodies, but they do need to be re-listened to make sure they're ingrained into the mind. And that's fine. That's good. That gives us an opportunity to listen again, pick up something new, pick up something different, and have a fresh listen every time we press play. There is a difference in Floor's voice to the last album and also to any work that she's done previously. If you listen to a lot of After Forever, she really pushes her voice to the belt, and also to that sort of strong head voice in the opera, and they merged together quite nicely. Then when she moved over to Revamp and Northwood, and even to some degree Endless Forms, she became a little bit more reliant upon her rock sound whilst still maintaining a really good technicality. But in this album, she does stretch her range, but not to its utmost top and not to its utmost bottom, which is something that she hasn't really not done before. You notice that when she speaks in music, for example, there's almost like she's speaking at the front of her mouth. It's very soft, it's light, it's airy, it's emotionally connective without having to be forced, which is really good. And then she moves straight up into that higher octave, into a little bit more of a belt, without sounding so ostentatious and so over the top that it detracts from the music. And I also think that's a good resonant position for where Tuomas was in that, because actually he understands what it is to have a singer take over the band, and he doesn't want that to happen again, in my opinion. And it looks as if, obviously, he's putting those volumes down on the isolated vocals, he's putting them down so that the music takes precedence, which, again, is a really good thing to do, because you do end up picking up a lot more of the melodic signatures, a lot more of the progressive elements, and also some of the choral backgrounds and things that come through, which is really, really, really nice. My expectations, I must admit, my expectations did sit in the realms of, are we going to go back to the epitome of what Nightwish was. I wasn't sure, really, because there was so much criticism from Endless Forms about how Floor's voice was used. I did think, okay, he's going to really pacify the fans, he's going to allow her to be as bombastic as she can and really hit those high notes, but he didn't, and the surprise was really welcomed. Because, as I mentioned before, a lot of people are doing that genre, and they're not doing it great. And from someone from a classical background, the world always wants more. They want bigger, they want better, they want bolder, and that is really not the direction anybody wants to move in. We want to move in that direction of, okay, right, so let's look at the emotions, let's look at the melody, let's look at how hard it is to pick up that melody for someone to sing that fast and make sure that all that phrasing is perfect and the diphthongs are correct. Like, there's so much technicality within the way that she's done this, be it subconsciously or consciously, it's there. And I think that's important. From a singer's perspective, if your range is up to a high C, then you're going to be able to hit that high C all the time. That is just a given. That's where your range starts and stops. But the tonal clarity and the emotional clarity that Floor gives on this is much more proficient than just hitting a really low and a really high note. So that was good.
Ah, see, what did I tell you guys? I knew that Peter would have a really unique take on the album from that vocal perspective. For me, I have to be honest, I'm not technical at all. So for me, it's just like, oh, Floor sounds good, or, oh, I didn't really like what Floor did there. But Peter can really give you the technical information. So that's really, really fascinating. Thank you, Peter. And thank you to everyone that told us about their first impressions of Human Nature. So as you will hear, that was all quite general, quite vague in a way, about our overarching opinions on the album. So I asked everyone a more specific question, really digging into the details, and asked everyone to name, and this is hard, but I asked them to name their favourite song from the album. So again, I guess I will kick off proceedings since I asked that terrible question that everyone struggled with. For me, my favourite song on the album is Endlessness. When it plays and finishes, I have to restart it and play it again, sometimes two or three times. And for me, it's the emotional pull. There's a lot of songs that when I first listen to Human Nature, they give me that feeling inside that very few bands ever get to give me. I guess you'll call it goosebumps or butterflies, whatever you want to call it. But I got that moment at the beginning of Music with the anticipation of what was coming. I got it throughout a couple of songs. I got it during the Ad Astra part of Shoemaker and also the Ad Astra part of the second disc. But for me, the moment I really, really felt emotional and I felt really touched was during the chorus of Endlessness. So that one for me absolutely stands out. But like a lot of people have done, so don't call me a cheat, I'm gonna name a couple of other songs as well. I really, really also love Shoemaker for exactly that reason I just mentioned, the stunning final part of it. And yeah, again, I'm really just rehashing what I've said, but Ad Astra from All the Works of Nature Which Adorn the World, that finale is just phenomenal, and it really feels like you are being lifted into space and into the stars. It's such an incredible moment. And one song that we've not really touched on too much, and probably just because we're so familiar with it after it was a single, but Noise really does hold its own. Like, when I listen to the album from start to finish, I don't skip Noise, and normally, because it's a bit like, oh, I've heard this one plenty of times, let's skip it, Noise really does lure you back in, especially for me when I'm feeling really invigorated by the album. I'm really enjoying it. It's really nice to have a little sing-along to Noise and get the adrenaline running through with that song. It's definitely one of the most high energy songs on the album and a really great choice, we can now agree, for first single. So over to the awesome guest that I have on, let's kick off with Dan. So Dan was a little bit underwhelmed with the album, but he definitely has a clear favorite from the songs.
I have to say my favorite song on the album is Pan, and I think the reason that's my favorite song is because it very much is the ultimate Nightwish song. I know that Tuomas has said that Alpenglow from Endless Form Most Beautiful is the ultimate Nightwish song, but I think he sort of topped himself with Pan. Just the way it's sung, the lyrics and the choir chanting at the end is just, it's so good. And you know, that's the kind of Nightwish that I'm expecting. I prefer an album full of pan than, you know, the experimenting that it seems that Tuomas has done on this album. They are of the good songs on the album as well, such as the music's quite good. It's a very good introduction to the album. And after a while, Harvest did grow on me. But I would have to say Pan, for me, is the standout song on the album. And that's the one, even after multiple listens, I probably won't be changing my answer on that.
From the wider response online, it definitely seems like Pan is a favourite amongst many fans. But there also seems to be another song that many fans really like. So Josh, my friend from the US, messaged me on Instagram. His favourite song is definitely Shoemaker. I absolutely love the intro, the DNT guitar part during the verses, and the operatic part at the end is incredible. Maybe even the best vocal performance in a studio Nightwish song. And Shoemaker was also one of Amy's favourites amongst many others. I'll let her explain herself.
Favorite song and why, which is an impossible question to answer. Musically, my favorites have been Shoemaker, Tribal, and Endlessness. Those are my top ones so far. I would really be happy to see any of the songs from the first disc live, though. Even Procession, which is probably ranking at the bottom of my list of those 9 songs, I would love to see live. Lyrically, my favorite has to be How's the Heart, because it's probably the most emotional, and it feels like the opposite of what the Century Child album was, and even The Poet and the Pendulum. Instead of wanting and needing help, or trying to find some sort of emotional solution in his life, it feels like Tuomas is showing and offering help, which is a lot of growth on his end, which I really appreciate as being a longtime fan.
Can I just interrupt proceedings for a second just to say that this is exactly why I love to do the podcast, and I love to speak to you guys about your perceptions of certain songs and stuff, because that reading by Amy was something I'd not thought of, but now whenever I listen to How's the Heart, it feels like it adds a new depth to it, because Amy's absolutely right. Rather than almost feeling sorry for himself, this is Tuomas reaching out to people and being the person that he was looking for when he was feeling so lost. And I think that's a really beautiful reading, so thank you so much, Amy, for sharing it. Another track that's really standing out for people is the opening track, Music. Over to Yuri to explain why.
Music is by far my favorite track of the album. Maybe it will slowly transform into my favorite track by them eventually, actually feel like it. It's all in the structure, in the melody, in how seemingly easy it sounds and how hard it actually is. I can really hear how they celebrate the history of music itself with this one. It just morphs multiple genres and music tricks into one 7-minute track that I can't get enough of.
And also to Peter.
My favourite song is Music. I've mentioned it a couple of times. I find that it really connects with me on an emotional level. It is extremely, extremely melodic. And that's something that I think that we all miss. We all want. We want to be able to get that anthem, especially in the live shows. And that's going to be definitely one of those. It is progressive as well. There is some progressive elements. But for me, the winning number on that song is the fact that Fleur's voice is so juxtaposed from the start to the end. And she really does speak tenderly to you, invoking all those emotions at the beginning. And then she really rages at the back of the song, which is important.
And now to Christian.
So if I have to choose a favorite song from Human Nature, it has to be Music, because for me there could be no better song than my favorite band making a song about the essence of music itself. And it's just beautiful how Tuomas brought that idea to life. It's a really touching song. But directly after Music comes Shoemaker, which is about this geologist, Eugene Shoemaker, whose ashes are now on the moon, and especially the last part with this opera performance by Fleur. It's just breathtaking. So these songs definitely stand out for me.
So it definitely looks like we have something of a leader at the moment with Music. It seems a lot of people are resonating with that one. But I was really interested when I got Enzo's response to this question, because he chose two songs which I've not seen very many people talk about at all.
I think my favorite song would be either Ad Astra or Procession. I like Ad Astra because of Flora's vocalizings. They sound excellent here, as well as the music, which is very epic, and the narrations too. And I like Procession because of the electronic elements. They sound very original for Nightwish. And Flora's sounds very sweet here. And it's a great semi-ballad, or whatever it is supposed to be. But well, I like it a lot.
Slight aside here, Enzo, but I have to say the background noises behind you are so fitting to the album's theme of nature, with the birds tweeting. And now, is that a cockerel? I think I can hear. Sounds very natural and very appropriate for this album. So the similarities between Dan in the UK and Madeline in France continue. They were both a little bit underwhelmed by the album, but they both also had the same song. I'll let Madeline explain.
I have two favorite songs, however, and they're Pen and Tribal. Tribal will be a freaking hit on stage. It does have that Nightwish bombastic sound, and it does something to you. Pen, it sounds complicated. This one is pretty much what I was expecting from the band. I would have loved the entire album to sound like this one. It's complex, melodic, and the chorus with Floor are super cool. In a way, it does remind me of a scene in Harry Potter with the core. But that just a feeling. This song is really cool. Like, my personal favorite, yes.
Madeline and Dan, you two are definitely kindred spirits. But someone that might struggle to find a kindred spirit is Daniel from Chile. He messaged me on Instagram and said that his favourite has always remained as Harvest. So that is an interesting answer. He was the only one out of everyone that I spoke to that chose this song. And it did seem that the song got quite a divisive reception when it first came out. Josh, who I mentioned earlier, described it to me as almost like, I think he said like a Christian camp or something, which I think is quite a fair description. So yeah, definitely a song that has divided fans. But speaking of one that definitely hasn't divided fans and has most definitely united them, over to Sammy for his favourite.
Choosing my favourite song from the album is really hard. The whole album was really great, but I think it has to go to music. I like the way it starts with this atmospheric sounds, slowly building up and then getting this really ancient tribal sounding music in the background. Then suddenly just collapses to the just piano and floor, and slowly starts to build again. And when it gets to that second chorus where the whole band is playing, I mean, it's just amazing. Gives me chills.
And lastly on this question, let's go back to Letícia in Brazil. She mentions a very popular choice. I'm sure you can guess what it is by now. But also one of my personal favorites that I feel hasn't been mentioned enough.
I really enjoyed the whole thing. And every time I try to listen to one song, I end up listening to every single one of them. But if I had to decide, I would be between music and endlessness. Because of the ride that it takes you through music history and how it came to be. And I mean, the verses are sung in the first person as if music itself was singing to you. It's amazing. And endlessness, because the theme, it's so deep, and is like, I don't believe in a person, like a god that is a person that is watching over us all. I believe in a god as an energy that flows through everything and takes care of everything, and that's basically what endlessness is. Is the energy that flows through all and is the beginning and the ending of everything. So it really spoke to me like that.
thank you so much, Letizia, and again to everyone for sharing their thoughts on favourite song. I know it feels like an impossible question, especially this early into the album's life cycle. There's certain songs that might hit you straight away, but actually over time you don't really go back to them that much. So maybe it'll be worth looking back in, say, a year or so and seeing which songs we're still loving after the time has passed. But one thing I did do on Instagram, as always, it's at Podcast Pendulum. Please do come and follow and join in the fun. We did a quick one-day poll on people's favourite songs from Human Nature. And a lot of people voted, and the results were quite surprising, actually. So the lowest rated album track from disc one was actually Noise, but I did say on Instagram that's probably just because so many people are enamored with the new songs and we've been listening to them and we're a bit more familiar with Noise. But then the second lowest rated album track was Harvest, not entirely surprising, as I mentioned earlier. And then in third place, it was joint third for How's the Heart, Endlessness and Procession. Interesting to see the love for Procession, because I've seen a lot of people saying that they're really struggling to get into that one. It definitely feels like the more progressive side, and Thomas has mentioned that it's a very interesting structure. So yeah, interested to see that that shares with How's the Heart, which I think out of the songs we hadn't heard is probably the most instant song. Second place went to Tribal, that chaotic energy. Shoemaker, probably for that gorgeous floor vocalization at the end, and music. So even though it seems that everyone I spoke to today was really loving music, it actually only came in second place, which means for those of you that have worked it out, Pan was the highest rated song from Human Nature. I did also include the songs from the second disc on there, but they didn't get too many votes, which I don't think is too surprising, but we will come on to that in a second. So yeah, please do come and follow on Instagram, as I said, at Podcast Pendulum is the username, and let me know your favorites. Don't have to wait for a poll, just DM me anytime. I love to hear which songs are resonating with people, which ones they are loving, which ones they're not too sure on. And like I said, it'll be really interesting as well once we start to investigate these songs in the normal podcast style that I do. It'll be interesting to see how thoughts and feelings have changed over time. Now, our final area for discussion. When I mentioned that Harvest was divisive, that feels like an understatement when it comes to the second disc of the album, or to give it its proper title, All the Works of Nature Which Adorn the World, that half an hour epic orchestral instrumental mostly track that a lot of fans are overwhelmed with it or just completely over it. So it's been really interesting to see the response. I had an interesting discussion with Josh on Instagram just yesterday, actually, and we kind of maybe agreed on one thing, and that's that this was maybe targeted in the wrong way. It's a beautiful piece of work. I think that's anyone who's listened to it can agree, but perhaps not for your traditional Nightwish fan, or at least the metal community that Nuclear Blast and Nightwish promote to. This is a really stunning epic, and I think people who are more interested in classical music and crossover classical would really enjoy this. But again, for metalheads, maybe not so much. But now I'm going to flip the coin and say that on the other side, you might think that they're the perfect audience, because Thomas is challenging you. So that first disc is more traditional metal. It's what people who listen to Nightwish, some songs more than others, I will agree, are probably expecting to some degree. This second disc is not at all. And so it does challenge people, and it invites people in, just in the way that when Nightwish first established, people didn't listen to opera. And I'm pretty sure that so many people now are more interested, follow certain operatic singers because of Nightwish. And in the same way, this might do it for them. They might listen to this and think, I really enjoy this symphonic, this classical style. I really want to explore it more. So in that sense, yeah, maybe it is targeted at a different audience, but maybe not the wrong one. Either way, I'll give you my opinion. So I listened to this. I had a little break after I listened to disc one so that I kind of refreshed, reset, and was able to take in disc two. For me, instrumental pieces always take a little bit more concentration from me. My mind wanders constantly. I'm the worst meditator in the world. I will sit down to meditate and within a minute I'm already thinking about something else and get distracted and do something else. So that's the kind of mindset I was coming at this with. But I love Nightwish, as you know, so I really wanted to give it my full attention. So I sat down and I looked through the gorgeous, gorgeous booklet. One of the highlights of Disc 2 for me is actually the visual images that are in the booklet. So I'm really lucky to have the earbook. It's my first Nightwish earbook, and as you guys know that have it, it's huge. So it's as big as a LP. So you see these beautiful, beautiful images, and they are really stunning. So I sat and I listened to it. And initially, I was captivated. I will say, positive-wise, Tormas captures the essence of the different muses. So when you're listening to the blue, it feels like you're at one with the waves. A little ocean soul reference there, didn't realise, but that kind of slipped in. And then when you're listening to Quiet as the Snow, it does feel like you can hear the ice melting and the steps through the snow. It's really stunning. So yeah, that is definitely to its strength. It's beautiful. I will say that I kind of got a little bit restless towards Aurora, Quiet as the Snow, Anthropocene, that kind of section. It felt a little bit like I wanted something different. I wanted it to maybe increase the tempo or include some drums. I don't know. All those classical purists are probably like, no, that is not what it needs at all. I'm sorry, but that's just kind of what I was craving. But we do get that. It's a bit of a payoff at the end, but Ad Astra is there waiting for us. So of course, Ad Astra is actually one of the tracks Nightwish released before the album. I didn't listen to it. For me, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a bit of a purist. So when I listened to this epic, I didn't want to kind of spoil the ending. And I'm really, really glad that I didn't. Ad Astra is without a doubt the highlight of this second disc for me. Floor sounds stunning. It comes to this epic crescendo. The more I listen to it, I think this might become one of my favorite songs, if you will, from Human Nature altogether, including the first disc, because it is so epic. But what I want to know, and a couple of people that I spoke to have mentioned this, is how these songs, again, I feel strange calling them songs because they're kind of like chapters or sections, but how these songs stand up on their own. I don't think they will very well. Ad Astra may be the exception just because it has that burst of energy and it feels maybe more of a fully fledged song, whereas the others, they flow into each other beautifully, but as such it might sound a little bit strange, again, as people have mentioned during stuff like Spotify, if you have your songs on shuffle. I've mentioned them a few times, so let's have a listen to what other people thought about that controversial second disc. Somebody that had a really positive response to it and a really emotional response was Leticia.
I don't see a lot of people talking about the second disc, and for me it was the most impactful one. I don't know if that word exists, but when I listened to it, I was crying in the very first minute because I feel really connected to nature. As I said, I have a belief that everything is connected, that we are part of nature and we are not separated from it. We can't be separated from it. So the second disc really spoke to me like that, because different aspects of nature translated into song. That's how I define the second disc. And I love it, and I only listened to it twice because I feel like I shouldn't put these songs in the same way that I put the other ones. I don't feel about them the same way that I feel about the others. The others are the human part, and I can feel them in me. And the second disc is like a nature part, and we can admire it. We can feel it, we can listen to it and cry over it, and it has to be admired. It has to be, you have to take time to think about it, to listen to it carefully, and just go with it. To close your eyes and just go with it. That's how I feel about the second disc. I don't know if you can understand that. These are the first impressions of me, like, the second day I listened to this album. It may get a little boring after that, because I'm listening to them, to the songs, like, a lot. But, I guess that's are my thoughts. And some people even would say that I am just fangirling and exaggerating. But that's how I feel. And that's how I interact with art. It's not only Nightwish, it's art.
Beautiful, Letitia. Thank you so much. And really glad that it had such an impact on you. That's, I think, the feeling we all want when we listen to new Nightwish. Daniel on Instagram said of the second disc, I could listen to it all day in repeat. It gives me some Lord of the Ring vibes, and that is a very good feeling. Nightwish and Howard Shore is an amazing mix. And having said that we all want an amazing emotional experience when we listen to new Nightwish, Sammy actually set his expectations pretty low for the second disc, and here's what he thought.
The second half of the album, I did not really know what to expect. You know, being only orchestra, I wasn't expecting much. But after I heard it for the first time, I was like, okay, maybe this is pretty good. But I don't think it's going to stand the test of time. It's good, yeah, but you can't really listen to it in pieces because of the way that songs flow into each other, because when the one part goes to the next part, the music never ends, so you really have to listen to that on one go. And nowadays a lot of the music is consumed in playlists, so I don't see that many people actually go and listening to the second half just because they want to hear. Of course, it's going to be, you know, occasionally you can do that, but I think it's just going to be less in time. And there, it's there. It's nice. But I don't think I'm going to listen to it that much.
That is fair enough, Sammy. Amy in the US also agreed that it might not be the most Spotify-friendly type of song.
So my thoughts on the second disc were that I loved it right off the bat. It really makes me want to hear Tuomo score a movie at some point, which is something I think we all really want. I'm not sure how it'll work in a situation where I like shuffle all my music and one of these 8 tracks pops up. It'll probably be a similar situation to when I have a random Arian song pop up that's really part of like a longer song, and I don't know how that's going to work, but I'm hoping that each track will be able to stand on its own a little bit, especially the more I listen to the album and the more I mix it into the rest of my music.
And as has been the way throughout the whole episode, nobody's surprised anymore. Madeline and Dan seem to agree on the second disc. So first up, Madeline tells us what she thought.
Well, regarding the second disc, well, I don't have much to say. It's atmospheric. Not the thing that I love the most regarding those two CDs. I'm a big Hans Zimmer fanatic, and this CD sound a little fade to me, but it's nice. I love the energy and the vibe on the track Ad Astra, but I won't be listening this this disc very much.
And now to Dan in the UK.
I'm going to level with you. I've never actually made it all the way through album 2 of Human Nature. I think I've got 4 or 5 songs in, but it's not what I want when it comes to an Nightwish album. I'm not sure what he was going for. I don't tend to really look into what composers are doing for an album. I know that he said that you're not supposed to think of this as a concept album, it's more of a themed album, and that's great, but it also just feels like a very long film score. And if that's what he's going for, fair enough, and if that's what he wants to do, then, you know, great. But, you know, I listen to Nightwish because they tell stories, they are heavy metalers, and the no matter who's singing, I'm having the best time listening to them. I got into Nightwish when Annette was singing, and I love Taya's era and Taya's solo stuff, and then, like I said, Flo Jansson is probably the best singer of the genre, but I don't want a film score to listen to. I want a story in a song. And maybe there is a story within the song, or maybe there's more of a story towards the end. Like I said, I've never actually made it all the way through before, but that's not what I want in an album from my favorite band. Like, fair enough if he wants to do it as like a side project, fair enough, but it's not really Nightwish when it's just a score and nothing else. Obviously he's done songs where there've been no lyrics in before, like Last of the Wilds, but that's Last of the Wilds is a song. Obviously the other band have done the lyrics to it, but even Last of the Wilds, it's a song without lyrics. It's not a score. So it's more enjoyable. I don't know. I think obviously with each album since Once, really, you know, he had Ghost Love Score on Once, and then The Poe and the Pendulum on Dark Passion Play, and then Song of Myself on Imaginarium, and The Greatest Show on Earth. Like, he does tend to push himself and get longer with each album, to the point now where it's a separate album because the song's too long. But the problem with these long songs is that it's almost like he runs out of steam for the metal side of it. So Ghost Love Score, one of the most beautiful songs ever written, and then you've got The Poet and the Pendulum, which is just 13 minutes of heavy metal, great voices singing, great song lyrics, and then you've got Song of Myself, which obviously has the poem at the end of it, but even that feels more Nightwish than just a score with no words on. Like I said, I might be missing out because I've not actually listened to it all the way through, and I probably should do, but it's not enough to keep my attention just to have a film score or a score for the story that he's telling, rather than having Flo sing anything at me.
Hot off the press, I did hear from Dan just as I am recording this episode. And after I received Dan's review of the album, I did say to him he really should give especially Ad Astra a listen from the second disc. And he did, and he loved it. So it just goes to show that there is something in there. If you really work for it, Dan, there's something waiting for you, a light at the end of the tunnel. Anywho, Pete Rawcliffe, you're up. What do you think of Disc 2?
Disc 2, I feel, wasn't needed, personally. However, I can understand why it was there, and I can appreciate it. It's something that perhaps you would listen to if you were doing something else that's playing in the background. You know, I can envisage it on a lovely record player just going across on a vinyl whilst you're maybe making tea or doing something else. It's not something that the metalheads are going to rave for, which is absolutely fine, because, you know, we've all got to have something different. But I do feel like it is there to validate Tuomas's ability, or for the fans to validate Tuomas's ability. And it is somewhat self-indulgent. That's my only criticism, is that actually it probably wasn't there for the fans. It was there for him. But you know what? We have sucked the blood and life from Nightwish for a long amount of years, really demanding our expectations. So this is their chance to allow us to give something back. And that's by us listening and enjoying and just taking it on the chin for what it is.
A really interesting point that Pete made there, and something I agree with. Myself and Yuri, who we'll hear from next, were talking on Instagram about this, and I think that the second disc is almost Tuomas coming to trust his audience and trusting us fans, in that it is very different, and with it being instrumental, it takes a lot of patience and a different kind of ear as well when you're listening to it. You're looking for different things, not just catchy choruses and certain vocal lines. But Yeah, maybe it is a sense that we kind of owe this to Thomas, and it's nice to see that whether people like it or don't like it, everyone trusts the band enough to give it a shot, just to see what it's all about. We're not going to like everything that the band do, and this is, as I've said numerous times, surely one of the most divisive things that they've done. But also, certain people didn't like the poem at the end of Song of Myself. Certain people didn't like the move away from power metal. So they're always forging this path forward, and unfortunately people maybe won't really appreciate everything that the band get up to, but it's nice that people are giving it a chance. As I said, Yuri also has some thoughts himself on all the works of nature which adorn the world.
I really think that those who dismiss that part of the album as not relevant should really give it a second chance. The thing with the second CD is that it's not a song or combination of songs. It's basically soundscapes, if I can call them like that. It's like paintings made with orchestra, and the titles give you hints on what to actually imagine in your head while listening. I got a whole experience out of this symphonic long track multiple times, and I bet many people can or already did.
Well, one person I'm really curious to see what they thought and whether they got much out of it is Enzo in Argentina, because if you remember earlier, he did mention that Ad Astra is one of his favourite songs from the entire release. So let's see what he thought of the entire second disc.
Well, I really like the second disc. It's like a soundtrack. It's very interesting, very, very cool. Like I said, I really love Ad Astra. It still has some parts that I would skip, but overall I think it's much better than The Greatest Show on Earth. And yeah, I like it a lot. I love Ad Astra and Vista the most, I think.
Opening and closing with some strong bookends in Vista and Ad Astra, I'm sure we can agree there. And our last response comes from Daniel over in Germany.
So, thoughts on disc 2, or this one long song, All the Works of Nature Which Adorn the World. I think it's a beautiful soundtrack on different themes of nature, and it reminds me a lot of The Greatest Show on Earth, especially with the song Anthropocene, which is the geological age we live in right now, which is rapidly shaped by humans, and especially the damage we do to the environment. So it's also a continuation of that topic from The Greatest Show on Earth. And I especially love the ending of the piece with the spoken part of Pale Blue Dot from Carl Sagan, which I think just perfectly finishes the whole album.
And speaking of apt endings, that was a lovely summary from Daniel there, and a perfect way to end. So all that's left is for me to say an absolutely enormous thank you to everyone that contributed to this episode. I'm not going to name you all because I'm so nervous I'll forget someone, but I really appreciated the response, whether it be written to me on Instagram or voice clips sent through, and even videos from Enzo. So you guys could only hear him, but I could actually see him. But I couldn't see that rooster that was behind him, unfortunately. But seriously, guys, this has been one of my favorite episodes to produce because of all of the different viewpoints. I love, as I mentioned earlier, Amy's response to How's the Heart, which has shaped my view of that song going forward. I also love that we have Sammy, who is so technically minded. I just love listening to him talk about the songs. And he really listens to every element, the drums, the guitars, the vocal lines. And speaking of vocals, Pete, our resident vocalista, he is amazing. And like I said, definitely check him out. I'll link all of the guests on Instagram at Podcast Pendulum. But Pete really does come at things from a really interesting angle. But one thing that I always try and say in this podcast is that whoever you are, whatever your background, whatever your experience, please do let me know what you think of the album or you think of the songs that we're discussing in the episode. Because I think as people, we're very modest and we always think that our experiences and our responses aren't very interesting. But genuinely, I do find it fascinating, and I know a lot of other people will as well. Whether it be your journey and how you came to listen to Nightwish, or perhaps the fact that you hate human nature and you just want to say why. This is a completely open forum. We're not just here to pay lip service to Nightwish, whether it's positive or negative or somewhere in between. I would love to hear from you guys, and you can always message me on Instagram or via email. The email address is thepodcastandthependulum@gmail.com. I would love to hear your thoughts. I'm also doing this thing where I ask people to send me their dream Nightwish set list, because I'm a real set list nerd and I just love to see what people choose, what they open a set with, what they think would be a good encore set. I thought it would be quite interesting if they played The Greatest Show on Earth into music. So cutting out a little bit of the more ambient sound at the end and going straight into music and finishing with music. I think that would be very interesting, a big surprise. And I think a lot of people have said it feels like music continues naturally from the sounds that end The Greatest Show on Earth. So yeah, I'd love to hear what you think about that. But I'll be back next week with a more normal format. It will probably just be me and maybe a guest or two. And as I said, we'll be talking about a song that I have very little to say about. So thank you to all of our guests and Human Nature for giving me an extra week to prepare that episode, because God knows what I'm going to say. But thank you so much for listening. Always welcome to email me and contribute to a future podcast. And I really hope you guys have enjoyed it. And most importantly, are enjoying Human Nature.